Arriving here and now, this moment. We never stay in the present moment. We have to be willing to re-arrive. It can be in a flow, this re-arriving, or it can be very staccato, very syncopated. We just keep doing it again and again. This is what training the mind is all about. We are training the mind, this ordinary habit mind, to stay in the present moment. And we've been living for years with the mind just doing whatever it does. And so training it to stay in the present moment takes persistence. It takes diligence, ardency, this kind of mindfulness. And this dwelling independently without clinging or resisting the world. That dwelling independently is seclusion. When the Buddha says world, I think he's talking about thinking. I think he's talking about the worlds our minds create. Not the world of its physicality, but the world, this imaginary world in our mind. And we want to dwell independent of that clinging to. Dwelling in seclusion, physically knowing where we are in the present moment. Dwelling in seclusion, in this mental seclusion, not caught up in all the hindrances and that reactivity. We just let thinking be thinking, hearing be hearing, touching be touching, seeing be seeing. It's just this moment, just as it is. Can you feel it? We have found it again. So in these last couple of minutes, we want to reflect back over this afternoon's practice. What did you notice? What happens to the mind when you feel tethered to the body? Did you get lost in story and completely unhooked from the body? What was that like? Were there hindrances present? What was that like? And were there times when it didn't feel like the hindrances were present at all? That is seclusion. Mental seclusion. Citta viveka. The mind likes that. When it's not trapped in the hindrances. Thank you so much for your practice. Very nice.